News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
You will remember a while ago we spoke to Jordan Adams. Jordan is a man who is likely, because of a genetic discovery in his family, to contract frontotemporal dementia, an illness that his mother suffered from when she was in her early 50s. And to raise awareness and funding for the cause, he ran the London Marathon with a fridge strapped to his back, and his midway through 33 marathons in 33 days, 32 of them in the 32 counties of Ireland. Jordan, are you nearly dead?
No, I've had a good sleep last night. I'm a bit battered and bruised, as they say. But no, I'm just trying to enjoy the whole experience. The support that we've received across Ireland already is absolutely mind-blowing.
What number are you up to?
It's day 11 today. So, yeah, done 10 so far.
10 back-to-back marathons. Oh, and give us a sense of the aches and pains, blisters, knees, ankles.
Yeah, any list follow me on social media. I think my feet are most viewed across all of them because I've been keeping people updated with the absolute blister on my big toe on my left foot, which we actually to go ahead and
Oh, I'm sorry. I think your phone is breaking down, although I suspect it's breaking down at exactly the right time, given that from the few words I got, I suspect what you were describing was a fairly horrific toe injury. Let me just check if that line has cleaned up a bit. What's the next set of marathons ahead of you? Where are you heading to now today? Oh, no. OK, we'll try and get Jordan back. Meanwhile, the reaction continues to come in to the proposals from Sinn Féin. Now, Thomas Gould, before the break, was making the point that Dublin City Council had recommended that these apartments in particularly inner city Dublin, built between the 30s and 60s, that people were living, in some instances, in squalor, where the plumbing was insufficient, where there was mould in the houses, and in some instances in apartments that were too small to be used by people in a modern era, and that therefore the government should be pushed into funding them. Issue being that in some instances, now the figures vary, but Thomas Gould was saying it could be between anything between 5 and 20%, you would end up with the apartments being too small and therefore the total reduction, there being a net reduction in the number of spaces by maybe as much as 20%. Text to say, Anton, what is Thomas Gould on? Loads of people live and pay mortgages in private properties over 100 years old, which they can't afford to upgrade. I've no problem with keeping social housing up to standards and maintaining them. But at some point, the inhabitants should contribute toward that upkeep. I'm not talking about OAPs and estate pension, but if their adult children are living there and will inherit the occupancy through being on the rent book, they should pay towards the upkeep. It's about time that the hard-working middle classes stop funding the madness of entitlement. Well, loads more coming in along those lines. Typical Sinn Féin hypocrisy. They oppose the modest increase in social rent that is required to fund repairs. Another saying, if the government came out and said that they were going to reduce the number of houses, then Sinn Féin would be giving out as well. Although Thomas Gould did make the point that this is a Dublin City Council plan, that the City Council has looked at this. I mean, I'm just quoting from Thomas Gould, but he said the City Council looked at this, said this is the course of action that is required, and all that they are trying to achieve is that central government would put its hand in its pocket and deliver what the City Council say the actual inhabitants of these properties require. If you missed what Thomas Gould had to say and you want to have a listen back, newstalk.com is where you can find it. If you missed, by the way, what Jordan Adams had to say when we were chatting to him last time about frontotemporal dementia, you can go on newstalk.com and have a listen back there. And of course, you can use the Go Loud app for the same thing, because directly after the show, we upload all of our items as podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.